Okay, I wanted to talk about the mitzvah this morning on Yom HaTzmut that reminds us of Eretz Yisrael, which is a surprise because till yesterday I really never noted that it reminds us of Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. And that is, before we eat bread, we know that we're supposed to wash our hands. Al-Pi HaLacha. And that's the Din of Netilas Yadayim, which is found in Siman Kuf Nun Ches. In Shulchan Aruch. And we know that Shlomo Melech, the Gemara says in Shabbos, made an enactment that all hands are considered to be a sheni l'tumah for kodshim, because they were afraid that people touch karbonos and make it tameh. So in order to get them ready, that they wouldn't be metameh to kodshim, they always would require them to wash their hands. So your hands are a sheni l'tumah midrabbanan automatically, even if I'm tahor. So that would stop me from touching a korban until I wash my hands. For a siag, that someone might touch the korbanos even when his hands are tameh, which is a problem. You're not allowed to metameh to touch. Then the Gemara says in Shabbos that Hillel and Shammai made a further takana, and that further takana was that it applies to truma too as well. You're not allowed to touch truma without washing your hands, because your hands are declared as a sheni l'tumah. Okay, we all know that the grandfather of all tuma is a dead person, avi avos tuma, God forbid. And then someone who touches an mace is an avatuma, and then someone who touches a rishon, someone who touches an av becomes a rishon, someone who touches a rishon becomes a sheni, and so on. Someone who touches a sheni is a shlishi, and then a revi. Shlishi is by truma, revi is only by kachu. Okay? That's a short synopsis of Tuma Vitara. Rambam writes this in Hakdama to Seder Taras. So, we made a declaration that your hands are a sheni l'tuma. That's it. Done. However, there was a further takaname in Gzeira that any time that we partake of bread, we wash our hands. And that's even of chulin. Where is that gemara? That's a gemara in chulin and daf kuf vav amud aleph. Why did they make this gzeira? Srach truma. What's the word srach mean? Srach literally means because, but also means it has a little bit of a fragrance of it. Because we want to make sure that the kohanim were not made tamei truma when they had truma. So what was the practice? Truma was made of wheat that was given to the kohanim from the Israelim that we learned in the Mishnah. In Shlosh HaShachu, right? So they were given the truma. So the Kohen, before he touches the truma, has to wash his hands. So we don't have truma nowadays. We only have chulin. But they made a gzeira, a low plug, that anytime anyone partakes of any bread, you must wash your hands, even of chulin. Okay? That's what's called srach truma, because of truma. And that is a gzeira. And the Mishnah Berurah, believe it or not, a Kuf Nun Ches elaborates on this. And he says that any time someone does Netilas Yadayim, and that's what I discovered yesterday, should think about the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael, which I myself never really do. I should say never really ever do. Like a few days ago, my wife made me a chicken sandwich after shiur. Right after shiur, what am I thinking about? Eating a chicken sandwich. I'm not thinking about Eretz Yisrael. I'm not thinking about korbanos. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Every time you do Netilas Yadayim for bread, you should have in mind the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael Karbonos. So very appropriate on Yom HaTzmut, because we're mispalel to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, one of the six things that Hashem asks when you go to Shomayim is Sipita L'Yeshua. You know the Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph Amav, there's six questions. You know, we always say we have to act like mention, we shouldn't make mezals in any Yidim. Unfortunately, there are people that are mezals in Chabad Yidim. That's a terrible thing to do. Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's also one of the great Gedolei Hador. And one of the great things they do is Sipita L'Yeshua. Whether you agree with them about, you know, who the Mashiach is, you know, that's a different thing. But the bottom line is they do seek out Sipita L'Yeshua. And one of the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu grades us on is Sipita L'Yeshua, is how much we mourn the Korban Beis HaMikdash, how much we want it during the 3 weeks. You know, you're supposed to say Al Naros Bavel every day in benching, you know, during the week. Shlach HaKodesh says on Shabbos, you understand Shir Malas. And during the week, you're supposed to say Al Naros Bavel. I thought of a chiddush last year, 2 years ago. Throughout Nissan, whenever I bench, I say Shir HaMalos, because you're not saying Tachanun throughout Nissan. So even during the week when I bench, I say Shir HaMalos. Makes sense, no? Because you're not saying Tachanun. So that's one of the ways to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Every day of our lives, the Shulchan Aruch says we're supposed to do that. How do you remember the Korban every day? One is having good Kavanah and Tzemach Dov, and another one is when you bench, you should say Al Naros Bavel and Shir HaMalos. Then you remember the Korban in a real way. But also a new way is Netilas Yadayim, which I never thought about. And that's exactly what you do, says Tzrach Truma. And they made a low plug, and they said, no, even if you're having Lamai Sechulin, you must wash your hands. Okay? That is the first reason. And that is called a Gzerah. Gzerah Tzrach Truma. And that's why we wash our hands before we pray. But there's another reason. There's a Gemara in Brachas in our Masechta, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. You should be clean. There's a notion, a sense of being cleanliness and kodesh. A person should be clean. You know, and there's hygiene. And before you partake your meal, you should be what? You should be clean. You should be holy and clean.
Is that for any meal or just for bread?
That's why we wash for bread. We wash for bread. You're saying, why shouldn't that apply? It's a good kasha. We'll get to it. It's a good kasha. But the two reasons that emerge from the Netilas Yadayim is Tzrach Truma, which the Mishnah Berurah elaborates, will remind us of the Beis HaMikdash, and will remind us of Korbanos. And the second reasoning is this notion of what? Of Yiskadishtem, to be holy and cleanliness, a sense of holiness and cleanliness before you partake of your bread. Now, Binyamin asked me, why don't we, in a sense, have to ask the following kasha? You could really strengthen your kasha. Why is it that we only do Netilas Yadayim on bread? Let's think about the two reasons. What are the two reasons? Tzrach Truma. Well, what does Truma apply to? Truma, according to, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but most Rishonim agree at least it applies to Dagon, Tirosh, the Yitzar. Dagon is wheat, which is bread. Tirosh is wine. And Yitzar is what? Oil. On Yayin and on oil, we don't do Netilas Yadayim. Why not? So the pshat is, says the Mishnah Berurah L'maisa, that it's in a cup. The wine and oil is in a cup, so you don't touch it. So if you don't touch it, you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. Whereas bread, you actually touch. And therefore, there is a chiyuv to do Netilas Yadayim. So if you follow the first approach, even though Truma does apply to things outside of bread, but the requirement of Netilas Yadayim is only limited to the bread because you actually touch the bread. Oil and wine you don't touch. It's in a cup. Okay? Now, bless you. Now you go to a second reasoning. Second reason is cleanliness and a sense of holiness. Why doesn't that apply to all foods? Like Binyamin's kasha. So again, the Mishnah Berurah answers, what you have to say is that the Chachamim only made this takana when you eat in a formal way. What is a formal way? With bread. With a zekvias. When you're not eating bread, there is no sense of kfiyas. So the Chachamim only made the tekana of the Netilas Yadayim when there's a sense of kfiyas. And bread brings that to the table, no pun intended. Okay? And therefore, the Netilas Yadayim was enacted on bread. Okay? And that's what we do, halacha l'maisa. So we have to keep that in mind. I want you to get those two reasons. Now, if we break it down even further, yes, Binyamin.
What happens in the case where you're having yain and
basar?
So it's clearly like it's
mamish
pseudo, but you're not having.
Yeah, but it's still halakhic, not called kfiyas. Did I tell you what the Rav? I think I told you guys the story with the Rav, right? In the 40s, I think I told you, that he had steak once and mashed potatoes and salad, and he says a brain of fossils in 3 seconds. He said he felt guilty. Because in Europe, everyone had bread. Bread was a staple. My dad, Alva Shalom, was born in America, but his parents, almost every meal, my dad, I remember, Alva Shalom, would always have bread. I said, what do you have to have bread for? That's what his parents had, you know? But that's that notion of bread is a kfiyas. You don't have that kfiyas. And that story with the Rav brings that out. It's interesting. There's a notion of a sense, and it's hard, especially now in America, and everyone, I think people call that foodies. People are foodies, right? Everyone's a foodie, right? Isn't there such a word like that? People are interested in food. But we have to forget, we can't forget that, you know, we eat in order to do mitzvahs. And we eat in order to do mitzvahs, and we have to realize that one of the things that can bring kedusha to your lives is sanctifying the mundane, the Rav would always say. That's through eating. And the start of that is washing your hands, the tefillah sedayim, doing it in a proper way, treating it seriously, knowing what the reasons are all about. That introduces the whole meal. That you want to be able to put a sense of kedusha in your life. You know, I was telling a few guys yesterday, there's a story with the Baal HaTanya that he had a dream that his chavrusa in Shamayim, in Gan Eden, was going to be some fellow a few towns over. So he went to see the guy who was interested to see who he was. So he was this huge fellow. And he followed him, and he was a regular guy. He was just wondering, how am I zochet to have a chavrusa like this guy? He's like a lumberjack. And he followed him around, maybe he does something hidden-wise, but he was a nice fellow. He used to eat the amount of food like 12 guys would eat in a day. And then finally the Baal Shem Tov turned to the guy and said, listen to me, you know, can I ask you, why do you eat so much? He says, I'll tell you why. He says, when he was a little boy, he worked for a feudal lord, his father, and his father, the lord woke up one morning and said, everyone's got to convert to Christianity, Catholicism. And his father refused, and they beat him. And because his father was skinny, he ended up dying. He was beaten to death. And this lumberjack, when he was a little boy, said, I am going to grow up where I am huge, and if anyone messes with me, you know, they're not going to be able to beat me at all, and I will prevail. Whoa, said the Baal Shem. And every meal that he ate was L'shem Shamayim, that he was going to fight for what? For Kiddush Hashem, and he was not going to what? Die. So the Baal Shem Tov said, I understand why he's my chavrus in Gan Eden, because every single achila that guy did was L'shem Shamayim. And he was built like a, you know, I don't know, he probably could bench 600 pounds. I don't know how much he could bench, but this is this notion of the Tehillah Shadayim. It brings us that sense of thinking about Eretz Yisrael, thinking about Karbanos, and we have to understand that. So I want to just break down those two reasons a little bit more. I think we mentioned in Shir, we didn't mention this halacha, but we did mention that an onen, God forbid, right, someone loses one of the seven relatives, eats or drinks without a bracha. Right? Remember this, I hope you guys are chazan every day. What was the shtickle Torah we said? How can they eat and drink? It's me'il or gezel. So what was the answer? Remember the answer? The isser is noveya from what? Noveya means it comes from the mitzvah. Since an onen is part of a mitzvah, he doesn't what? He doesn't have a chiv to say a bracha. But what I didn't tell you guys is that when an onen wants to sit down for a sandwich before the levaya, you know what he has to do? He has to do the tzitzit zadayim. No bracha. He doesn't say al natil zadayim, but he has to wash his hands. Why? Because it's a gzeira. Srach truma is a gzeira. To be clean and holy is only a drabonon. But it's a mitzvah. But the first one's a gzeira. A gzeira is like a lav. Just like the onen can't eat ham or steel, he's got to do a gzeira. So that's the din of my. So when I was an onen for my mom and for my dad, you want to make sure you eat, you know, because it's a very emotional time. You want to make sure you eat so you don't get sick or something. So if I washed, I had bread. I washed, but I didn't say a bracha. That's the really delineating difference between those two reasons. Srach Chum is a gzeira, and Nisim Nikim, the notion of being cleanliness and holy, is the mitzvah drabban. It's not a gzeira. So a good nafkamina would be, if you hold like the first reasoning, an onen should do it. If you hold like the second reasoning, an onen should be potter from. So we paskin, Pesachuv, in the bottom of the page of Zavelis, quotes the name of the Chamuni Daniel, that an onen does nativus stand without the bracha. Okay? So that's a very important halacha that we have to keep in mind. So let's get to... Yes, Binyamin.
Washing, is it like a lav to not eat without
washing? No. According, it's a mitzvah seseh midrabanan, the second reason. First reason is exeru. But exeru, we say, oh, do this lest something happens. That's what's lest something happens. That you're going to eat truma in a state of tumah. So we call that exeru. Okay. Now, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph writes, Kuf Nun Ches, you get a chance, you'll look it over in the afternoon and evening. Now today, I noticed on the schedule last night, there's lunch at noon, isn't there? In the calf. I think there's a lunch at noon in the calf. No, I saw there was a lunch. There's a lunch in the calf. Sudas Oda, that's at 12. So in case you guys want to go to that, maybe we should have Shir 11 to 12. Does that make sense? Is that 11:30 to 12:30?
Yeah.
You guys weren't even aware that there's this launch?
There is.
So do you guys want to do that, or you want to keep your regular time? Whatever you guys want. Want to just do 11 to 12 in case you want to go to the lunch?
Regular time.
You want to leave regular time? Everyone wants to do regular, but you're going to miss that lunch, though. But you have the barbecue later in the afternoon. Whatever you guys want. What do we? So we want to keep regular schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep regular schedule. Okay. Or you want to do 11 to 12, whatever you guys like.
If anyone wants to go.
What do you guys say? Let's decide quick.
11 to 12.
You want to do 11? Let's do 11 to 12 for those guys who want to eat the lunch. Okay, I think it's better. Okay? 11 to 12, and we'll keep our shift from 12:35 to 1:35. You have 35 minutes to have lunch. Okay, so let's keep 11 to 12. Okay, so let's finish up, because we'll have shir 11, because we've got a lot to do in Marmakaimis. We've got a lot to do. I want to just close with this. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says you have to wash your hands, and you say the bracha al netilas yadayim. What does netilas yadayim mean? What does it mean? So it's very interesting. There's a Tosefta that says, alu ve'esibu v'nosalem liyadayim, apa pishenotel yadav achas, notel shtey yadav notel. Nosin is the guy that gives the water to the fellow who's going to eat the bread. The notel is the guy who's washing himself. Notel means actually taking, right? The word notel. Where does notel come from? Netilas lulav, taking lulav. You're taking the water from the cup and putting it on your hand. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin and Kufzayin Aleph calls a cup nutla. The Aramaic word for a cup is nutla. So you should know what that means. Netila means it means literally taking, because you're taking the water from the cup and putting it on your hand. Okay, so lamaisa, what it means is that halacha lamaisa, you have to be careful that when we say the bracha, we say it properly, and that means, and this is the way we paskin. Mr. Brewer says, even if the bread is only going to touch one hand and not the other, we paskin, you must wash both hands. Okay, and Mr. Brewer says, you take the cup. You wash your hands on the right twice. First, right comes before left. And we paskin like the Rif and the Bir Halacha says it's most Rishonim that the water should go to the wrist. And take your time about it. Take your time. Okay, there's 50 guys behind you. Okay, don't take so much time. But you wash your hands from the fingers to the wrist. Now, other Rishonim say it only goes up to the fingers of the palm. But we paskin like the Rif. The Rif says you wash your hands all the way from the fingers to the wrist. You do it twice on the right, and then you do it twice on the left. Then you lift your hands up, and then you say the bracha v'natilas yadayim, and then you dry your hands. Okay? So, it's an interesting thing, because usually the bracha of mitzvah is always what? Over las yasin. So you would have thought it's before the washing. Says the Taisus in Pesachim and Zion Beis, the ikar part is the drying. So you wash and you say the bracha before the dry. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? And that's the way we paskin. So you have to do both hands and you have to make sure that really what? It really touches what? Touches the wrist. And you have to use a cleat. Now, preferably, you should use a real cleat. Not a paper cup you're going to throw out. The plastic ones that we have, you know, on the chains and the yeshiva, those are good, of course. Those are the permanent. But a plastic one is better not to use. Okay? So there's a lot more halachas we have to do about the tzitzis. I mean, that's as an introduction. But it's a beautiful thing, like I said, and it reminds you of Eretz Yisrael and the Karbonis, this concept of Tzrach Truma. Okay, here's the Marmakaimis, guys. Pass these out. This is for